Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. In the Timonium area, West Seminary Avenue is shut down in both directions, eastbound and westbound, between Thornton Road and Country Brook Way due to a utility problem. The inner loop of the Beltway looks good, no problems. The outer loop, no accidents either. It's running smoothly. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
The Big Bad Morning Show is sponsored by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty.
In the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens draft is in the books. Jeremy Kahn, your thoughts on the Ravens draft?
I guess the first thought would be maybe they know something a little bit more about center than we do, whether it's a vet that's getting cut or someone in-house. Because I think we were all sitting there maybe on day two going, okay, is this it? Nope. All right, is this one it? I'll tell you this much, though. Hearing the phone call, even though he said, let's get it about 70 times the defensive end coming in and out of Missouri, it seemed like that's a mentor guy the same way that the cornerback does.
David Beasley? No, Missouri.
Missouri, the pass rusher. Yeah. And then on top of it.
Zion Young, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Zion. Because he kept saying Zy. So, look, the other part of this is the wide receivers they got. And one thing I want to point out, you know, there's some people going, I was reading up on Jacoby Lane, and it says he makes contested catches, but he doesn't create a lot of separation. Fine. Okay. And then you add in Elijah Surratt, who was the most vet receiver. People wanted to talk about Cooper. Yeah. I really like Surratt.
Yeah.
I think Surratt's going to play a long time in this league. I don't know if he's going to end up being like an Allen Robinson type or if he's going to do something else. I hate comparing him to certain guys like that because he was
I like Allen Robinson. I do.
But
I wouldn't have gotten that one, but I like that.
But in this Sean Payton, Ben Johnson, Declan Doyle type offense, they do an unbelievable job of getting guys in space and letting them make plays. And when you get a guy like a Jacoby Lane, he kind of recreates a younger version of what you had for D-Hop this year because now you have a red zone threat of a guy that can make contested catches. And people talk about Lamar and his ability to get the ball to him and the catch radius that guys have. This should make it a little bit easier on him. And then on top of it, the tight end they got out of SMU, I know people are going to look at it. I mean, SMU had a running quarterback he threw a little bit as well.
Yeah.
Some interesting pass catchers, but I think he's a very intriguing prospect to go along with it.
I like Chandler Rivers. I know a different side of the football. I like Chandler Rivers, the cornerback out of Duke. Mm-hmm. I think he could have a role with this team, maybe late year one, definitely year two. I like that pickup on defense. Josh Corbis, what do you think about him? Tight end out of Alabama.
Look, they got two tight ends, and Quavis is it's a big dude, right? Like, I feel like you can probably bring him in.
6'3", 245.
Yeah, so, like, is he more of a blocking tight end? Because the hard part is, if you looked at Alabama, there were so many mouths to feed that I don't know that some of these guys really got the type of looks they did, and we know We know what you see.
A lot of miles.
Yeah. And with Ozzy and his connection to Alabama, the same way that, you know, I thought it was interesting when they were talking about Clemson and drafting Adam Randall, who, by the way, was Steve Bisciotti's pick. Did you read about this?
Yeah.
So Bisciotti, they were talking about how he was friends with Dabo, and he kept talking, and he goes, I want to make a pick, and he wanted Adam Randall. If you guys haven't watched Randall does a little bit of everything, and I feel like he's going to fit into this Declan Doyle offense very well.
What round was that?
Five.
The owner wants to make a pick in round five. He's not asking you to make your first round pick. I want to make a pick. We're in round five. All right, who do you want?
Jerry Jones said, I'd like to make this pick, too. You made all of them, you jackass. You made all of them.
The first tight end that got, though, out of SMU, you said you do like him, though.
Yes, Matthew Hibner.
Is he more the pass-receiving type, you think?
Yeah, I think he's going to fit into that mold. I think, look, when you start looking at these middle-round tight ends, and Mark Andrews was a guy that I was surprised that slipped as far as he did when he came out. Same thing with Jason Witten out of Tennessee. I'm like, this guy's not a third or fourth round pick. This is a first round pick. I'm not saying that with Hibner, but there was a lot of tight ends.
Do you know that? I mean, it all has tie-ins. You know, Hibner started off at Michigan.
I did not know that.
Yes, he started off at. This all has tie. If you look at these draft picks, they all have some kind of connection, some kind of tie-in. Oh. He started off. I think he played like 3 years at Michigan.
Did you check out?
He's a red shirt first, and then kind of worked his way up, and played what eight games on special teams, and he played 13 games as a reserve and on special teams. Then he played 7 games as a reserve and on special teams. I guess he got tired of that, and he got out of there, and he played 14 games with 8 starts when he left, and he was last year honorable mention All ACC. Played in all 13 games with 12 starts, 31 receptions. 4 touchdowns, 436 yards.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's receiving.
Who's the kid that the Ravens got from, was it the Penn State linebacker, who's the captain on the team? And, I mean, for anybody, the first name you recognize is Ladarius Webb Jr. I don't know if anybody knows who he is. As the Ravens picked him up, God, where was the linebacker from Penn State? They were talking about what a great special teams player he was. He was a captain.
The Ravens picked up?
As an undrafted.
Undrafted, player. Okay.
Yeah. I was reading about him this weekend. Maybe I got it wrong, but I'll find it.
Yeah, but there are a lot of tie-ins and relationships in these drafts.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, once you, even now with, as you talked about, players that are switching schools, and we're going to see this year after year, there are guys that don't want to come to the NFL because they can make more money in college.
Uh-huh.
That's a weird thing to even say out loud.
Someone said to me, the Elijah Surratt, you know that's a tie-in. He played at St. Francis. I said, yeah, of Pennsylvania University, not St. Francis Academy.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. He has a very interesting track. He was St. Francis to James Madison to Indiana. How old is he? Is he like one of the 30-year-olds that played in Indiana?
72. I don't know. Who knows?
Indiana had a lot of upper 25 guys, man.
They did. I mean, that was like
grown-ass men.
BYU East. They did. Like, they took a lot of guys in the transfer portal, and it's like their coach has an idea of what his system is and who fits it well. And watch, they're going to do it again this year. Where's the quarterback that's transferring in for Indiana from some other school?
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
So that's how he's going to build it? Does he constantly build it that way? Let me explain to you folks. As a high school coach, I know it's a different sport. It's tough on seniors, high school seniors, because a lot of schools are now building through the portal. I had more coaches call me, Jeremy, well, I'm not going to say more. I had a lot of coaches call me late in the game about, do you know anybody that's transferring? Any of your kids that went to college before transferring? I'm like, no, not that I know of. And then later on, a couple of them were looking to transfer. So you got now, as a high school coach, you get calls from college coaches, not only for the kids that are on your roster now,
ones that were before,
but the kids that were on your roster 2 years ago. Like, are you still in contact with them? Well, yeah, I still talk
to them. Let that be a note to some of these kids. Make sure you leave on good terms.
Well, there's a kid of mine that played for me my last year at Mount Carmel, and I got 3 calls for her over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the only, we're on great terms. I love her. I love her family, great family. But my point is, it's tougher and tougher on high school athletes. It's getting to the point now, if you don't have upwards of 3-4 stars, man, well, you might go to JUCO or go a division down and hope to transfer your way up.
So, by the way, the guy I was thinking of was Dom DeLuca, the linebacker out of Penn State. I was reading up on him about how great of a special teams player he is, and he became a captain after being,
right,
you know, I don't think he was widely recruited, but kind of, you know, earned his stripes. The other thing I want to point out makes me really happy is I'm looking at all these undrafted free agents, and I think it'd put a smile on your face, too. Like, as soon as I read, Matthew McDoom, cornerback of Cincinnati, maybe going to the Ravens or interested in the Ravens, per Matt Zinnitz. All these per Matt Zinnitz, as Matt's been blowing up, man.
That's our guy, man. 410-583-1057, that's the number. What's the biggest issue right now with the Orioles? Offense, defense, or can we throw in the hitting as well? It's been a problem. Seems like a rotisserie of problems, Jeremy Kahn. We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on the other side, we want to hear from you. Your thoughts on the 2026 Baltimore Ravens draft. You were watching it. Some of you watched like every minute of it. I know a couple of people personally. Your opinion, your thoughts on the draft up next on The Fan.
Got a hot take? The Plaza Ford text line. 410-583-1057.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.